And look who made it.
Look who showed up.
Hello, Gordon.
Made it. Hey, what's happening, guys?
This is going to be the ringtone when you call me. I want that playing every time you call me, which I will never hear.
That ridiculous song.
Yeah, that's what I want every time you call.
How often do you call anyone? Like, do you have some friends that are just more of chat on phone people?
Yes, I do have friends that I know that we're going to call and talk to on the phone.
Yeah.
And then some are just strictly text. But I enjoy the phone call. I
do
never
too.
Get away from it.
It's so much better than text.
I
freaking hate text.
I do too. Everything is kind of out of context when you're just typing. I know and I understand what you're saying when I hear your sweet, sweet voice.
Well, I'm just, maybe I just have sausage fingers or something, but I just can't text. It takes me forever, and it's just an exercise in frustration because I have to go back and fix the... I've turned off my autocorrect because it would just autocorrect to crazy stuff, and then I'd have to correct that. And so I was like, I'll just fix the typos myself. But that takes time. So now I just don't do anything.
I just always tell my phone, and they should know me. The phone's always listening, right? So they should know.
That's what
that there's no way I want to type shot.
Mm-hmm. What is all this shot?
And I'm not trying to type duck. You know exactly what I'm trying to say. So don't correct it to those because you know that's not how I speak.
My phone eventually learned. And then one time I invited someone to go duck hunting and it did not come across well. I'll just
it was
say
a,
that.
It was a different party. Yes. Okay, now that's when you definitely need
and
the
my
autocorrect.
My buddy was like, well, I mean...
I've never, okay, that's what you want to do. Instead, you guys, he has candles and, you know, a little wine.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, I thought we were going duck hunting.
If you ever use the talk to text feature, it has no problem. And like when I'm in the car, I don't ever text with my hands. I'll talk to the phone and do it that way. And it'll repeat back what I want to say. And they have no problem using language.
I don't think I've ever done that. Talk to text.
It's pretty good. It works most of the time.
Yeah, I think it's much better than actually texting. Like you can talk to text just talking into your phone when you're walking around or whatever. You don't have to actually type.
Well, I want to look busy though. I want to look like that I'm very important so I can look down and not watch where I'm going and have to say excuse me and all that other stuff while I'm texting. That's what I want to happen.
I keep threatening to go phoneless.
Man,
I would love just to go phoneless.
It'd be hard to do.
And just keep a landline phone and...
Well, I'm already
you need
one
to get
step
a hold
ahead
of me.
Of
there's an answering machine.
Yeah.
And there you go.
I have all that.
So you do
plus
the,
my cell phone.
Who is it that does that? Oh, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Where it's almost impossible to get a hold of him, and if he wants to contact you, you contact something and leave a message or whatever, and then he finds a way to get back to you.
Man, the answering machine was so great. The one where you'd leave a sexy message or whatever. When I was in college,
left sexy messages?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear how those sound.
I had the In Vogue song, Don't Go, as my background. And I can't remember exactly how I worded it, but right when I wanted
you
to
what?
Say worded it.
It's hard to say. Can't remember exactly how I worded it.
Worded it. Mm-hmm. But then right when I wanted to get to Don't Go. Yeah. Yeah. That was. I can't remember exactly what I said.
Is this your outgoing message, or are you just
outgoing.
Leaving a message?
No,
for
my outgoing message. And I was like, "Hey, this is Donovan. I can't come to the phone right now." And I just wanted to get to "Don't Go," and I did, and I timed it up perfectly, and I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever done.
Hit the post, man!
I hit the post.
Mm-hmm.
And all the messages that no one ever acknowledged how sexy it was. I'm very disappointed in that.
Yeah, that was a thing, too, whenever you changed your outgoing message. I remember doing shtick on mine and having to re-record it, doing about 20 takes. I remember all that stuff. And I actually liked it better when you had the... Like, voicemail wasn't as fun. For whatever reason, I liked having the physical answering machine that you would have to actually be home to check, that you couldn't call into. That was great.
There was nothing more exciting than walking in and seeing that light blinking.
Yeah.
That you had a message. Nothing true. More exciting, dude.
You and used then, to like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go and it's, you know, wrong number or anything else that was disappointing. But man, when you got that right message from that right person, it was the mm-hmm. greatest thing ever.
The answering machine. Wonder if you can still find those in thrift stores. Because
sure
it had
can.
The two cassettes. Oh, one's yeah. the outgoing right, yeah. and one's the message.
There's no way there's anyone that still has a physical answering machine still plugged in. That's going because my phone now, I have a landline, but it's not an answer machine. It's just on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear the messages coming in, and it's all just, you know, it's spam.
I can get you a AT&T digital answering system for about $25.99 at Ace Hardware.
Brand new, huh?
Brand new.
Wow.
I think I want it.
He's going to go get it.
I wonder if I can look through.
Oh, I'm in for that.
If I look through my parents' old stuff, I bet you I could find a physical cassette-based answering machine. I think my old answer machine's there somewhere.
I bet somebody has one, like eBay or somewhere, is selling one that's
sure.
cassette-based.
But I want it plugged in and working. Not just to see one or to have one that's getting, you know, getting dusty in a garage somewhere. I want it plugged in.
All that stuff is worth some money now on
yeah,
eBay.
Yeah, there's one on eBay for $25. It's in the box. Answering machine, cassette-based. That'd
nice.
Be kind of awesome.
I can put my outgoing message on it.
Yeah.
You know, the kids started liking the old point-and-shoot cameras again. Those came back into style.
Yeah, instead of just on your phone all the time.
Uh-huh.
The digital camera. Polaroid?
Well, there is Polaroid still around, too.
I have
yes.
seen those, but they're tiny. They're not the big ones. With
yeah, there's
the, huge
the smaller
splash.
Format
yeah.
Polaroid, but also early point-and-shoot digital cameras are
oh,
popular.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I think also film cameras, like 35 millimeter. Like, I don't think you can find 110 any place will develop 110 film anymore. I don't know if y'all remember that format. It was much smaller than 35 millimeter.
Yeah, it was the long camera, right, that had the orange light that you had to wait until it started blinking for the camera to be ready to take the picture?
That's before my time.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The one with the button on top that was really long, like a rectangle. And you mm-hmm. had to pew, make that
love
noise,
that.
And then the orange light would have to blink. And then you turn the film in, and he had no idea what those pictures were going
yeah.
to look like until you went and got them from the photo.
Yes, can you imagine that?
That's very true.
We'd go on vacation, right? And you would take, and you'd have like a roll of 35 millimeter film loaded
yeah.
in the camera.
Yep.
And you had to be judicious what you would take pictures of because
so
you didn't want to use all your
right.
your pictures. So you take one picture of a shot.
Yeah, yeah, because you're so excited.
You weren't
yeah.
taking pictures of food before you ate
no,
it.
No, heck no.
No.
You're not wasting the film on that. You just don't know it.
Right.
Man, do I need to take another one? Oh, right. What about this angle? Like,
and
people
then,
will go mad now.
Then you get home from vacation.
Yeah, they do.
And you may still have 12 shots left on the roll.
Yeah.
And you got to wait till you finish those because you don't want to waste film.
No, of course not.
So that may be another month before you finish those 12 photos.
And by that time, you've forgotten what you had taken.
Right.
Everything that was happening on that vacation and everything.
We have some from when I was a little kid on vacation. I don't know why this. It seemed like it always happened to me. Like, if you went to Disney World or something like that, and your parents like, oh, get with Goofy and have your picture taken. And to your point, you wouldn't know what it looked like, and you didn't realize there's multiple pictures of me growing up where the mascot's hand is over my face for whatever reason. I guess they didn't realize in the moment or right when they
well,
hit the button.
Not. Right.
He
your
was
eyes
waving.
Are closed.
Yeah.
You're not
and
even looking
no at
Wade.
And then you look at it and go, oh, that's too bad. Like, oh, you can see Chris.
Yeah. And you can't go back. You can't
right,
do it again.
Right.
And now these days I take 48 pictures of the exact same shot and then look at none of them.
And then you have the the duplicates and you're all right,
yeah.
Well, do I erase that? Do I erase that one? I don't know.
I'll mess
know.
With it later. And then later never comes. So, I don't know. I don't know what's better. I mean, it is great now that we are able to document so much more of life, but it's so much less valuable because supply and demand. There's way too much supply for our memories now. We got way too many memories, and
I know.
So you don't remember them. Like, I remember every photo from my childhood because we looked at those stupid photo albums so many times throughout the years, so I knew all those photos.
I know. We had the photo albums displayed in the living room, and every almost maybe once a month or something,
mm-hmm.
you're just flipping through
bored,
every single one of
through
them.
It,
right,
so
right.
You memorize the moments of your life that way.
But, man, everything now is just about immediate gratification. I can't
hell,
wait.
Yeah.
You turn on your laptop. If it doesn't pop on right now, you're mm-hmm. hitting buttons or the website you're trying to go to. If it even has a little bit of a bar trying to think, you're still hitting the button trying right. to get there.
It's messed up. And I need to get another one.
No, it's so slow when it's the blink of an eye. Like, you have the information highway, superhighway right at your fingertips. But if it takes a half a second more than usual, what the? Oh, okay. There it is. Yeah. And then you keep going. It is
crazy the amount of unhappiness in the modern world when the modern world seems to be so objectively better than it was, I don't know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Keep going back in time.
Right.
But yeah, and everyone just, we get online and everybody's depressed and complaining about everything.
But we just
no
see
one seems
it now.
Happy.
They were exposed to it more, right. which probably creates a negative environment to live in the first place, because people don't communicate with each other. Everything is so easy. You don't have to leave your house as much as you used to. You don't have to interact with your neighbors or people. If you don't want to interact with somebody, you can get food delivered to you, never have to leave your house except to go to work.
Yes.
Or you work at home and you never have to interact with somebody. So you don't know how to do that. So you're just in a constant state of exposing yourself to whatever you see online, which creates a negative world in which you interpret it. To start with the next time you meet someone.
Yes, let's keep going.
No,
this is
what are you
this
doing?
Is what we want. This is what we want. This is the life that I want. I want a world in which I don't interact with any other human being, and then I want to go online and complain about loneliness. That's my ideal life.
I saw something online posted where it was just almost like a padded room with nothing in it. And they said, no phones, no books, nothing. How long can you stay a year for like $1 billion? And then people go, wait, I don't interact with anyone anyway. So it would, it would definitely, I could do that. It's like, you wouldn't last 2 days.
You'd go insane.
You would go crazy.
You'd become a crazy person.
Yes, you would. And you wouldn't, again, that's not after a year. That's after like 3 days. You would go nuts. But people think because I don't like human interaction. I'll just read. Well, you can't have books. Well, I'll just do this. Well, you can't have that. It's just you in there by yourself. And even if, let's say you had 2 books, you're thinking you're just going to read those books over and over again and you'll be fine with that.
And then you start imagining the characters and you'd speak to them and see them in your room.
Dude.
I mean, it's... That's why.
Yeah. Why do people think that they would be able to do okay in that situation?
I don't
know. You can't do it.
I guarantee you, and these are the same people who can't sit through a red light without looking at their phone and scrolling.
Right. Right.
Like they can't stand 30 seconds of boredom, but for some reason they're going to be able to do a year inside
a year.
Just white walls that you can't see anything.
Solitude. You have no concept of time. You'd have no concept of anything happening outside your own mind. You would begin hallucinating probably fairly quickly.
What you feel is like 2 months would be 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And think, oh, I'm closer to getting out of here. I mean, I saw someone, I would just work out and then just fall asleep and then just wake up and do the same thing again. Like, you would go so baddie. I'm going a little stir crazy when I'm at home alone with everything available to me. Laptop, TV, everything. And I'm like, okay.
How many of us have shut off the TV where we have 400 channels and go, man, nothing's on.
nothing's
doing it for me.
Right.
And I watched a dude, he was at the intersection next to me. So, and he's in a lane in which it was in the right lane, and the 3 cars in front of him had turned right. He sat looking down at his phone, 3 car lengths behind the front of the line at this red light. He never noticed that these cars had turned.
Oh my.
And he sat there for a full 4 minutes, mindlessly scrolling his phone. Through TikTok, I can see what he's looking at. People are dancing. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on his phone. His facial expression never changes. Even all of that stuff, not even entertaining enough to break through his boredom. And then he finally goes when the person behind him honks after the light had been green for 15 seconds.
And then he
seconds.
Gets mad at the person behind him.
Yeah, then he was pissed at them.
Right.
He was pissed at them.
That's incredible.
Even the boredom killer that he had chosen was boring him to death. Even TikTok didn't even bring a smile to his face. This is how bad we are now. We're just, our dopamine receptors are fried. We're just kind of mindlessly going through life.
And it's acceptable because that's the way it feels like that's everyone. It's hit everyone just like that.
Yes.
No, don't yes that.
It's so genius.
That's why we need more human interaction.
No. Okay, boomer.
Okay, call it what you want. But just to think that you can survive without the people skills, knowing that you're going to have to interact with people at some point, and you don't have that skill, and then that's when everything just escalates. And that's why now I'm pretty sure we've seen a lot of things that we see now being filmed has happened before. We just didn't see it because we didn't have access to, you know, these cameras in our pockets and these computers in our pockets.
It could be, but
it feels like it's escalated so much more because I think the human interaction thing is just gone. No one knows how to talk to anyone. Yeah. You think you can just say whatever you want to because you're behind a keyboard and you can say that. Okay, well, say that right here. Say it to my face and don't think that there are going to be any consequences or repercussions of saying that.
Mm-mm. Now you're traumatizing me. So I await your apology.
I hit the signal. That's my apology to you. This right here, the signal.
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, you may be out of work tomorrow. I don't know if you're going to have a voice after that.
Can't hit the high notes anymore.
Let's talk about those record-breaking Dallas Stars next, right here on The Ticket.
Keep on talking sports.